Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on the Fan in a very good Monday morning. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till 1 o'clock. Mike's on Francesa. On the Fan will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. What do you want to start? But I tell you right now, are you ready to say that it's over for our baseball team?
Oh, I thought you meant is it over for Cleveland?
Well, I think it's over for them. They may win a game, but I don't think they're winning a series. I'm pretty confident about that. No, let's go to that. We'll get to the NBA.
Should we dun the Mets? Is that what you're
asking? 24-31. They're giving us no reason to believe that they're making any run. And I understand, you know, Cespedes is hurt, Lugo's coming back, Mats, Syndergaard, all it is familiar. I get it all. I get it. I understand. I get it. But they're, you know, watching these games over the weekend, I mean, there's just no reason for me to believe. And I know there's a lot of baseball to be played. But they are giving me no reason to believe there's going to be any kind of anything this summer.
Meaningful July
baseball?
Yeah,
I don't see it. I mean, even July. Yeah. I don't see it. I really don't.
I think that the only thing that the Mets have going for them is the calendar. Everything else is against them.
Yeah, the calendar. You're
their
right.
Starting pitching is bad. Their bullpen is horrendous. Their defense is terrible. And you know what also is bad for them? The math. Because the math says they are 8 games out of a wild card spot and 11 games out of a division.
Well, the division's over already. I mean, and it's 7 games under 500. It's a joke.
There would be 2 things I would do right now to try to save this season. Number one is I'd call up Ahmed Rosario.
I'm in for that. Let's go.
And number two, when I touched on this on Saturday, and I have a feeling you're going to be in favor of this, I would call a very important meeting, and in that meeting, I'd have Matt Harvey and Scott Boras. And I'd say, fellas, we believe in you. Not Boras, but Matt, we believe in you.
Yeah.
You're coming off this injury. Next year, it'll be fine. But for now, you're going to the bullpen.
Oh, I could say, I'm all for that. Now, I'm in.
Now, I'm a nice guy. Okay?
You are. You're being
Here's
very
what
nice.
I'm going to tell Matt.
You're being
I'm going to say,
nice.
Matt.
You make him the closer?
Yes. Not only are you going to the bullpen, you're a guy.
You know what? I could not agree with that more.
And I think there's a few reasons why this could really
work. Well, right now, Gesellman's pitching better than him.
Well, that's the obvious part, right?
That's one.
Number two, we have seen it so many times. And I don't want to say Matt Harvey is a failed starting pitcher because maybe he'll turn it around.
Right.
But whether it's Dellin Betances or Andrew Miller or this fellow named Mariano Rivera, sometimes when you go to the bullpen, it can benefit you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell Matt, look, you're pitching an inning, go let it all hang out. 99 miles an hour, go nuts. Maybe you'll actually get something out of the guy
because
it ain't working as a starter.
I am all for that move. I mean, that game Friday night was – I mean, look, we've said – how many times have I said it? This game was despicable. I mean, I must have said it 30 times already this year. But Friday night, I mean, God. You know, they're up 2-1. He gives the lead back. It's 4-2. Then they put 5 runs on the board. They have a 5-run inning. They're up 7-4. And I'm sitting there, okay – look at this. They came back, you know, I'm pumped up. Dude hits this monstrous home run, Conforto home run. I'm all excited, I'm all pumped up. And Matt Harvey goes out there for the 6th inning. And it was speculation whether he should go out there for the 6th inning. To me, what do you mean? What do you mean is this speculation? He should be pitching the 6th inning.
But I think Terry took him out at the right time.
Well, no,
he clearly had nothing.
Well, you give up a home run to the first guy.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It was a joke.
And here's the issue I had. It's fine letting Matt go out to start the sixth. I agree with you. I even think Terry pulled him at the exact right time because it clearly was cooked.
Right.
Paul Sewald has done a nice job for this team.
But he is what he is.
Can you save him? He clearly has nothing.
Well, they should
have
taken
him out. How many times does he have to give up a base hit before you save the poor guy?
I mean, he was getting this, you know, just tattooed.
Oh.
Get him out of the game.
Yes.
I mean, the game's over now anyway. I mean, let's be honest. Once they put that seven spot on the board, they were done.
Well, once there were seven, but when there was three or four, you're still in the game.
Yeah, you were.
It
was bad.
It was brutal.
It was horrible.
And in a way, yesterday really topped it all off because they still had a chance to win this series. And against a guy in a starting pitcher who, I mean, who's heard of this guy?
I know.
In Williams, the Mets can't figure him out. Pill wasn't good. We understand that. And I understand this would have made no difference in the game. But you had one of the worst.
Yep.
And it's not even a bad review. It's a rule that I have a problem with.
And let me underline what you just said first, because it had no bearing on this game.
No bearing on the game.
But that's not even the point of it. That's just another sign to me that it's not happening for the Mets. You know what I mean?
Because here's the problem. And I remember when Major League Baseball announced that they were going to be able to review these neighborhood plays.
Right.
Something like this. Can we use a little bit of common sense? Can we use a little bit of common sense? The base runner, I think it was Josh Harrison, peels off. He's done.
Yep.
Neil Walker, maybe by a millimeter, isn't on the bag. And by the way, where's the rule that you have to make a decision within 30 seconds?
Yeah, well.
I mean, you're telling me within 30 seconds that thing was challenged?
God bless America.
God bless America's playing. Are you kidding?
Oh, God.
Let's
have everybody come back now.
Yeah, that's bad for baseball.
And
that
they
has nothing to do with the Mets
too.
Well, of course.
I mean, right.
Of course they got
right.
Right. But I find it really tough to sell yourself that the Mets aren't done.
Yeah. No, it's very hard. I'm with you. It's very hard.
I get it's 55 games, but you also have to look at the roster.
Yep.
And the roster says they're not a good baseball team.
Yep.
And so, you got to try something.
I think the Harvey to the closer spot is dead on.
Why not?
You hit it right on the head. Bring Rosario up. Look, I like Asdrubal Cabrera. He's been a nice Met. He's no longer the same guy. He can still hit a little bit. His defense is terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
It's killing him.
He's been brutal defensively.
It's killing
Bring Rosario up. Let's see the kid play. Put Harvey in the closer role. I'm good to go. Let's go. I'm 100% with you.
I don't want to make it seem like Robert Gesellman was incredible on Saturday, but Gesellman is a young pitcher who is showing some improvements after a dreadful start. Matt Harvey's coming off a major surgical procedure. And again, why I would bring Boris in there, even though he should have no say over this, is I'd sell them that, look, this isn't permanent.
Well,
it's just the rest of the year.
Well, here's the other thing, too. I mean, this is the kind of thing that could get Harvey's confidence back. If you put him in the closer role, swagger back. If you put him in the closer role and he's successful at it, okay. Now you put him back in the rotation next year, maybe he's a different guy again.
And that would be the thing. This is not something that I would make permanent, because I know that scares Scott Boras, that you don't get paid same as a closer. But guess what? Matt Harvey stinks as a starter. He's not going to get paid as a starter anyway.
Right. That's right.
So I think as you watch this season spiral out of control, and it's been spiraling basically from the beginning, you can't just watch the ship sink. You have to try something. And it doesn't mean do something desperate. It doesn't mean trade Ahmed Rosario for some veteran. But it means try something.
Yep.
And to me, the something
without
is...
Without doing anything stupid.
Right. And I don't think Matt Harvey to the bullpen and calling up Ahmed Rosario is stupid.
Bro, I'm all for it. Today's an off day they should do. They got two off days this week, right?
Yes.
I would either today or Thursday I would do it. After they get swept in Texas, then I will do it.
After they get swept in Texas. By the way, the Texas Rangers.
The confidence I have is off the charts.
The Texas Rangers have had the oddest season in baseball. They had a 10-game winning streak. Outside of the 10-game winning streak, they've been very bad.
Yeah, well.
I mean, what's their
Mets
record?
Mets haven't even had that. They got to have a better record than the Mets, don't they?
Right now, they're 26-31, so they do have a better
record. That's close.
They do have a better record.
Closer than I thought.
But think about it. Outside of the 10-game winning streak, they're 16-31.
Yeah, well.
They're a bad team. But, you know, that's not going to stop them from potentially sweeping the Mets.
No.
As far as the Yankees are concerned, you know what's funny about the Yankees? They lost yesterday. Severino was very sharp.
He
throws the bad pitch to Justin Smoke.
Yep.
And obviously Tyler Clipper gives up the home run to Josh Donaldson. And I got to hand it.
On his bobblehead day.
Yes. And
which is very good, by the way.
It was great timing. And you got to hand it to Kay, because Michael Kay, right before the home run, says, and I quote, "Boy, Josh Donaldson would like to do something here on his bobblehead day."
Right.
There it goes to right.
Yeah.
He timed it out perfectly. But it's funny. You look at the Yankees right now. Since they were 21-9, They were 21-9. They'd won the opener against the Cincinnati Reds, right? Mm-hmm. I think the Red game was right after they won that long Sunday night game against the Cubs. They were 21-9. Since then, you do the math, they're 11-13. They've been a 500 team. A little bit under 500. But they haven't lost any ground in the standings.
Well, they,
in fact,
what?
They've gained ground on their lead in the AL East over the last 24 games.
With the position they're in going into Toronto, you know, you take two out of you split this four-game series, okay. You know?
Well, that's the thing. I think the Yankees right now, if they can continue to avoid a losing streak and just continue to trade wins and losses, which they've done now for almost a week.
Right.
They had
right.
that two-game winning
well,
streak.
The road trip was 3-4. So.
Right, but they've been trading wins and losses since last weekend.
Right.
Since the Oakland series when they won those two games in a row. Since then, it's been loss, win, loss, win, loss. Like, they've been trading it off.
Yes.
You do that for a while and then have one more big winning streak, you're a 91 team.
Yeah. No, but, absolutely.
But over the last 24 games, it's not like they've been world beaters. They've been a 500 baseball team, but the compliment I'm giving them out of this is they've avoided the losing streak.
They absolutely have.
They've avoided that
bad stretch,
so you're
right.
They didn't have a great road trip. They went 3-4, but like I said at the beginning of this trip, hey, the pressure's on the other guys, not them.
And how about Saturday? What was it, the eighth inning? They had the historic eighth inning. They had four home runs. And they had three in a row, the back-to-back-to-back, belly-to-belly-to-belly.
Oh, yes.
How about that eighth inning?
That was unbelievable. All of a sudden, it's home run derby.
Oh, my God.
And Jordan Montgomery was very good.
He
gave him
terrific.
Six scoreless innings.
Yeah.
The weird anomaly of the Yankee-Blue Jays series, which was a split, obviously, was that Toronto was 0-25. With runners in scoring position,
was that what the number was?
Series?
0-25.
That's incredible.
That is pretty bad.
But they managed, you know, kind of like the Yankees did the ball over the fence.
Yeah.
And they hit the ball over the fence like yesterday.
Right, Justin Smoke. Yep.
I mean, the Blue Jays and Yankees show you the dangers of what the Mets have gone through. And the reason I say that is the Yankees have been a 500 team for 24 games in a row, 25 games, but they had the big run early. The Blue Jays had this dreadful April. The Blue Jays have been better than the Yankees for a month.
Yeah, but they're still trying to dig their way out of it.
Right. They're still eight back in the loss column.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
sure.
It just shows you that big stretch of games where you don't play good baseball like the Blue Jays had in April and like the Mets have basically had all year, it can kill you.
Yep.
Because it's very difficult trying to work your way back. That's why 11-13 for the Yankees in their last 24, they've gained ground
Amazing.
On their divisional lead.
Amazing.
And because the AL East is all beating up on each other, too.
Well, now they got a big series coming up with the Red Sox, weather permitting, because the weather is just, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not. It's
I
not
mean,
a
the next
good
two days. I mean, it's going to make today look like it's, you know, picture perfect.
Yeah.
You know.
I hope it doesn't really take too much away from this series.
Let's
because
hope not.
This is, you know, Yankees, Red Sox for a few
years. And they're both
years.
Good again. Here they are. They're both good.
They're both good. Tanaka Pomeranz in game one. Yep. I think they're going to see David Price, your all-time favorite in this series, against Michael Pineda on Thursday. I think it's an interesting test for both teams. The break the Yankees get is they miss Chris Sale.
Yep.
They don't
have
to see
break.
Chris Sale, who pitched yesterday against the Orioles. But this is going to be fun. I mean, they're up by three in the loss column, two overall. You know, this Yankee-Red Sox rivalry, when both teams are good, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't really had that in
no.
a couple of years.
Nope.
And we've got a chance to have that. We'll see if both of these teams have the staying power through the summer. But this is like a kind of a fun early season go-around between the Yankees and Red Sox.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. No
so
doubt.
So hopefully the horrible weather doesn't put too much of a black cloud over this series.
It is painful.
We'll get to your phone calls, the NBA Finals, as well as the Warriors
that's
are
painful
halfway.
Too. you want?
Can I tell you what's not painful?
What's that?
What's not painful is watching Darren Williams.
Oh, I know you
who
like
is
that.
Still scoreless.
Yeah, I know. Darren Williams.
He has now played.
I know you love that.
If you're keeping track at home, and I know
about
you
20
are.
20 minutes?
He's played 30 combined minutes.
Is it 30?
Okay. He's 0-9 from the field, and he has 0 points.
Wow.
This is what I
could
have.
Do that.
Yeah, seriously. And somebody already shared it with me, and I retweeted. Somebody said they aired a video on Twitter of, hey, look at Darren Williams' drive to the basket, and it was a clip from The Office when this large, older man is driving to the basket to mock what Darren Williams has left.
Wow.
But, hey, at the end of the day, Darren is still getting paid by the Nets. So congratulations to him on that.
He's an intelligent man.
He is.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.